right there. Okay, let's try it. Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow. Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown, cause don't it make my brown eyes blue. And that's all I got. How do you like?
All right, I'm going to stop it there. It's RP Grinders, but actually, I should let it play a little bit longer. I'll let it play a little bit longer.
Copyright struck by Twitch again.
I really don't care. Who gives a shit? I mean, what can they do? Demonetize us? I'm Frank Branches alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great.
Wait, the podcast has money to earn?
Yeah, right. This one? No way. Let's play a little bit more of this, man, because I like that was Cheech Marin and his version of Mexicans Americans. But I kind of like Chong's song coming up here. So let's listen to what Chong has to say.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
It's like a protest tune, man.
Yeah, I dig that, man.
Yeah.
But you know, while you were singing that, I wrote another tune. You know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like the same thing, only different. You know? Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
It's like a little more rock and roll.
All right,
that,
we'll get down.
It's something like this here. Beaners.
Jesus Christ.
Beaners. I got to work a little
bit. Oh, man, I love it. Yeah, so there you go, man. There's Chong's version of Mexicans Americans. Okay, so we're going to have a great show for you guys today. We got lots on tap. Why do we not get right into it? Hold on.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up.
Okay, from RPG Site, we've got Biomutants coming to Switch on November 30th. I don't know why.
I don't either. I heard it's not as bad as what people say, though. I mean, in fairness, I haven't played it. I mean, I got it on PlayStation Plus, but haven't had a chance to play it. But there you go, November 30th, you're going to get it on Switch. Breakman.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. Mon Yu launches in fall 2023 for PlayStation 5, Nintendo Switch, and the PC. Axis Games announced that Mon Yu defeat monsters and gain strong weapons and armor. You may defeat it, but don't give up. Become stronger. I believe there will be a day when the heroes defeat the king.
Jesus,
that is
that's
the actual title. Yes.
That is the actual title of that game. Holy hell.
It is the title of a light novel.
Yeah. Exactly. That's pretty good, man.
The novel in itself. Good God.
But I think Brake's going to kick himself when he reads the last sentence of that paragraph.
The game is just called Mon Yu for short. Yeah. For sure. But the full title is Mon Yu. Defeat monsters and gain strong weapons and armor. You may be defeated, but don't give up. Become stronger. I believe there will be a day when you when the heroes defeat the Devil King.
Oh, Jesus, man. What the hell?
That is a title.
That's a title and a half. I think that's worthy
Experience
of...
Experience made this game.
Wow. Are they a good...
They're usually dungeon crawler people, and this is an action RPG.
Yeah. Do they do good work, Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be fine.
It's also a dungeon crawler game, but it's got more of an
action feel. Yeah.
Cutesy feel.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on that break?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Next story, if my link will cooperate with me here, is loading.
I still need to review Labyrinth of Yomi.
Alright. Double Dragon, Gaiden, Rise of the Dragons announced for PS5, Xbox Series, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC due out this summer. So there you go. That is the story. Double Dragon looks pretty good. I saw a video of it. And
it's definitely more impressive than that craptacular Dungeon Double Dragon 4 that came out a few years ago.
Yeah. There's a little trailer here.
Also, why is Marion packing heat? Guns yeah. to a Double Dragon is just weird to me.
We're going to take a look at the trailer.
I don't know how you could say that. Like, the original boss of Double Dragon had a machine gun.
Yeah, but the boss having one makes sense. You're the Double Dragons and associated company.
But think about who we're talking about. We're talking about Marion, who spends every game getting punched and then dragged off. Of course she's going to get a weapon at some point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about the story of Double Dragon break. It's been a while, well, man.
I get tired of, like, I can't depend on these guys. They let me get kidnapped.
You know what would have been funny if her weapon was a can of mace? Like a never ending can of mace. And she just...
She has a pistol and then she could pull out a rocket launcher. And maybe throw grenades.
I know. But I kind of like, the idea of her just using mace on everybody and everybody, like you see, like the animation of them just crying and stuff. It'd be pretty fucking awesome. All right,
you can play as some guy with a riot shield for some reason.
Yeah, Mateen, he's the garage owner. So you know the garage that they come out of. I was kind of confused on that too. Looks similar to the River City Ransom remake. It does. It is a side scroller, Skodima. But I'm totally down for it.
You're in River City Girls. That's not really a remake.
Yeah, not really. It's kind of a new game. But I can see one. Yeah, kind of a spin-off thing. All right. I think it's Eric's turn. I'm trying to get the story up for you guys, but my fucking, I don't know what's going on with the internet. Okay, go ahead, Eric.
Gunvane's coming for Switch, and it's a shmup, and it's currently available on PC, and I was going to pick it up, but maybe if there's a retail release, I'll buy that instead. So it's coming out on May 11th.
So, damn, you want this bullet hell, dude?
Yeah.
Shit.
Anyways, here's about the gameplay. It's an intense, dynamic, bullet hell STG inspired by the arcade masterpieces of Cave, Taito, and Rising in 8/8ing. And aggressive play is rewarded with resources that can be used to temporarily power up your shot or to unleash a devastating screen-clearing bomb. And I think there's also a roguelike arrange mode. It's an indie developed title. So even though it looks rough, it also looks really polished for
it looks polished, but god damn does it look hard, man. Like it looks like extremely difficult, man. Like holy shit. Are you good at those games, Eric?
Not really, but I still enjoy them.
I mean, I enjoy them too, but then I throw my controller after about, 10 minutes.
I like to think I'm getting better though.
Yeah. I never get better at those games, but they're fun. They really are fun. Do you like those, Break? Those type of games?
It depends on how hard they are, really.
Yeah.
Some of them just want to really punish you in brutal ways, and others are like a little bit more forgiving.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like the shmup genre, but...
I especially like the ones where they give you limited continue, so you can at least beat the game.
I want some fairness to it, and ones that, like, you die and then go all the way back to the start, or you go, like, halfway back to level, like, Jesus Christ, lose all your weapons, like, come on.
Yeah, I know. They should have, like, you know how, like, in the modern, like Mario Maker and stuff, like, you can get, like, checkpoints and, you know, redo levels, and, like, if you fuck up, you can kind of rewind, and...
I wonder if any of that's in the R-Type final.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's a good question. All right, Break, you're up next.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, PS1-style mystery horror game The Tartarus Key launches May 31st for the Xboxes, all of them, the PS4, the Switch, and the PC. Not the PS5, though.
Weird.
That's interesting.
It does. It looks a lot
short shafted on this one.
The only reason I can think of is that they didn't see the point in doing a PS5 specific release, because you could just play the PS4 version on the PS5. And the game's got a lo-fi graphic aesthetic, so you wouldn't be getting much by getting 4K visuals, because it probably doesn't have any to begin with anyway.
No. Skodema says, those games are fun but get stupid difficult. Speaking of the shmups, Gradius was the one I used to play back in the day. Yeah, Gradius is fun, man. Gradius is a lot of fun. Up, down.
This game here, escape a deadly mansion filled with dangerous traps and rescue Alex's fellow captives, or fail and leave them to a grisly fate. Uncover 3 different endings and dig to the heart of the mansion and the strange secrets it and your captors hold. Solve puzzles and challenges reminiscent of Escape the Room games in a variety of unsettling and bizarre scenarios. A tense, atmospheric adventure that relies on puzzles and plot instead of combat or chase sequences.
This looks, you know what this looks like, guys? This looks like a really, really polished PS1 old-school horror game. Like, it looks really good. I mean, this is, I mean, they put a, you could tell they put a lot of fucking work into this game. So, I am curious. I hope it does well. Hope it's a good game. All right, next up comes to us from Gamatsu. Is loading. It says, Scoutfold, Usurper, coming to PS5, Xbox Series, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch on June 30th, and that's all I got because it would not load up on my screen. But
I watched the trailer for this, and the visuals are very, very rough.
Are they? I mean,
it does look smooth, at least.
They got artwork that sort of looks Castlevania-like, you know, sort of. I'm going to play the trailer in the middle and see.
I just wish the game looked more like the character art.
It sort of looks like a Castlevania game, you know. It's just like, I don't know. It does look a little rough, though. You're right. I mean, it's probably really, really hard as well. But
I mean, the game animates, plays, looks like it plays well. It's just amateur hour art skills.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. They were trying to go for a Castlevania feel. It looks like, but incorporate some Dark Souls shit. And then I don't like this thing where it's got that radial system at points, like for special powers, like you have to use that, you know, I can't stand that, man. That's one thing
it obscures your vision.
Yeah, I don't like it, but it does look okay. But you're right, the art style could use a little work for sure. Maybe if they come out with the second one, it'll be more polished. I don't know.
It if does they make look, enough money, they can afford better artwork.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Eric, next story, please.
But it is only launching at $15, so...
Oh, that's not bad. You know, it's not going to kill you.
That's not bad at all. That sounds like a fair price.
That is fair. I mean, especially for something...
I think the retail release is probably going to be double that, though.
Probably. Never mind.
Oh, wait, no, it says the PlayStation 5 version is $20, so it's only $5 more.
That's not terrible. I think $20 is fair. But if you
want the PlayStation 4 and 5 pack, it's going to be like $25.
Oh, fuck that. So you're
basically paying for 2 copies at that slight discount.
Yeah, no thank you. I'll just take the PS5 version when it goes on sale. All right, Eric, next story.
But next story is the Nor 9 The Last Era has a release date of August 24th in the West. And Varus Common follow-up is got also a release date. And that's the original game, which is coming to Switch. And Last Era is actually a fan disc. And fan discs are basically like, as a disc created for the fans wanting to see a bit more of the story past the story. It's basically a collection of after stories for each of the individual routes. And then there's usually an original story that's basically based a common route that didn't exist in the original game.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on that story, Eric?
It doesn't... Actually, it says follow-up dated, but it doesn't mention it here. But I think that's coming... I think it's in the video, but I think it's coming relatively soon. So if you're wanting to play Nor 9, you can play on the Switch, and it's going to probably come out next month.
Yeah. All right. Breakman, last story. And I have to use the restroom, so just continue on from there, guys.
Okay, coming to us live from Gamatsu. Action RPG Cassette Boy announced for PS5, Switch, and PC. I like the name alone. I want no more. Let me see here. Cassette Boy is a puzzle RPG in which the world looks like a 2D dot graphic, but is actually 3D. It is a puzzle RPG in which the map can be rotated and viewed from various angles to solve puzzles. Using the Schrodinger system, objects that are hidden by walls or other objects disappear when the map is rotated. You can proceed through the stages by erasing or displaying the objects you need. Of course, there are enemies and boss monsters, so grab your weapon and fight them. Find items, solve puzzles, defeat monsters, and solve the mysteries of the world. There you go. Kind of looks like old school Zelda with a screenshot, but does not sound like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Frank's gone, and I think we do next. What we do next? The homie discounts.
Yeah,
I don't know of any. I don't know if you do.
I know there's a new sale on Sony, but then the one that is going on until the 10th. That's like the 70%, I think, stuff off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like 75% if you've got PlayStation Plus.
Cool. I saw that Xbox is having an add-on sale, now that I think about it. Like, up to 85% off. It didn't have, it's like a big...
the Switch has got a big sale on right now, too, and so is Steam.
Hmm.
And those are going to be ending soon, so I've got to decide whether or not I'm going to buy anything.
Well, I need to check out the Switch one, personally.
Oh, wait, I got a homie discount, too. Here's an adult bundle. Hot Chronicles on Indie Gala. You pay $5 or more to get this bundle full of adult DRM free games and save 94% off. And it's got 4 days, 11 hours, 37 minutes, and counting left on it. And here are the games. Nagikota, Feel the Pleasure of a Woman in Your Own... I need to read this. Damn it, it's not loading. Oh, In Your Own Body. I guess that's... It was already loaded. Chronicle of Bitch Girl, My Dick is Too Large.
What?
Yeah, let's turn... Yeah, this one's called Let's Turn Pickup Beach to a Nudist Fucking Beach. Stolen Wife, Cucked on a Hot Spring Company Trip. Cream Pie Sogoroku. And Beat Rifle.
I don't even know what that is.
Rifle is like French for reflex or something.
Okay. So, let me say it says.
I've never played. Actually, that's not true. I have played Sugoroku. Sugoroku is called Pachisi in the Dragon Quest like ports from 3 and 5.
Okay. Hmm. I haven't played any of those. The last ones I played was like the hentai games. The Switch is.
Although I think when the DS version of Dragon Quest V was localized, they renamed it from Cheesy to Traps and Treasure instead.
Traps indeed. Okay, well, I think that's all we have for discounts. Next would be Dear Breakman, but I don't have anything. So it's what we've been playing and. I've been playing a lot. What about you?
Just more Octopath. I beat the game. Mm-hmm. I got a review of Up in It on the feed, along with a review for Hunt the Night. And I'm trying to get the Platinum, which means beating the super boss of the game.
Ooh. Sweet. So,
there's actually, like, 3 more achievements I need to get, and they're all related to that boss, because you have to go to every location, which unlocks when you go inside the place to fight the boss, and then there's the achievement you get for beating him, and then there's the achievement you get for finishing all side stories, which is beating him, so...
Yeah. It's weird when they have those stacking achievements, like, beat the game, beat the boss, beat the end boss, like, let's fucking beat in the game, why are you giving me 2 achievements for 1 mission? Like,
stupid. They must have had a predetermined amount of trophies that they had to dole out, so they're like, okay, we'll just make an extra one.
Yeah. Yeah, any ideas?
And then there's the platinum that you get for getting all the other ones.
All right. What are you guys yakking about?
Flipping awards. Oh my god, the Xbox does that too.
Doesn't always
do all the other achievements.
Really? All right. Really? Where do we leave off? Where are we at, guys?
To do that with games that on the PlayStation that do that.
Yeah, Xbox does it too. We're on what you've been playing. He's been playing Octopath Traveler too.
Oh, you know what? I do have a Dear Breakman. I think that because Freak Vibe couldn't be here this week, so let's do that first. So hold on one second. Alright, this is from our good friend Freak Five, Breakman.
Oh, Frank, you missed our adult games bundle from Indie Hella and the names of some of these games.
Oh yeah, what were they?
Okay, I'm gonna go over them again.
Okay, hang on. Let me get this and then we'll do that.
I'll put the link of it in the bundle.
Okay.
In the chat.
Okay.
In case anybody's interested.
Alright. Here's the question for Breakman. How much would you pay for a list of everyone who has ever sexually fantasized about or masturbated to you, and why?
How much would I pay for a list? I wouldn't pay anything because they don't have to. Like, they would come to me and actually be like, we fantasize about it. I mean, that's what happens to me all the time. just walking down the street.
So. Right. Yeah, like some hot chicks. Oh, Breakman, I fantasize about you and masturbate all the time to your voice.
I mean, if you gave me a list, it'd probably be like a notebook long. You know, it's too much.
It'd be too much.
Yeah, but I can't blame people fantasizing about me. I appreciate that. I don't care what you're thinking. Go ahead. It's cool. You can do whatever you want to me in your fantasies. But you know I'll kick your ass in real life if you try. Motherfuckers can hear me. I mean, if I don't like it, that is. I probably like it. Tell me more.
Tell me more. Tell me more about how you fantasize about me.
So what would you pay, Frank?
I'm with you, man. I don't think I would have to pay anything. I mean, because I'm the same way, man. I go down the street and they're like, whoa, Frank, I just fantasized about you and masturbated to you. You know, some hot chicks. Like, and usually groups of chicks, too. You know, it's not normally never just, like, one rando. You know, it's like just a group of hot chicks that, you know, because they got lots.
It's just chicks for you, huh? It's men, women.
Like, oh, yeah, there's been men and stuff, too. Yeah, no problem.
I can't even walk down the street. I can't even walk outside my house. It's ridiculous.
Right. I mean, they're beating down your door, you know?
I'm trying to go to the grocery store. Leave me alone, God.
I mean, it seems like we have the same problem, man. Like, yeah, you know, in all honesty. So I'm with you. I wouldn't pay because, I mean, they do it anyways. They're like, oh, Frank, you know, I was just fantasizing about you last night, you know, with my big boobs and, you know, hot body and, you know, all that stuff. But like I said, usually groups. I don't know if that's how it happens with you, Break. You know,
do they fantasize together as a group, like, or they have the individual fantasies and they just click as a group?
Yeah, they have, like, you know, sort of like support groups. For like fantasizing about me, you know, they're just like, oh, you're so hot, and I, you know, I hear your voice every Friday, and you know, we just can't help ourselves, you know, stuff like that. You know.
I've never thought of a support group. I could suggest that to my, you know, all these whores coming up to me.
God, why Wyland's in chat. He says, "Is Frank's list chiseled on a stone tablet? How dare you, Wyland?" You're exiled, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch, man. I hate you, man. All right, so there you go.
How much would you pay for it?
Yeah, exactly. All right, let me look at this list. I'm not going to put it up on the screen just in case any boobs are included. Because
there are some on here. But this is my favorite title for any game ever. Chronicle of Bitch Girls.
My dick is too large is the name of that. Yeah. My Chronicle dick is too large.
Our bitch girls. Jesus.
Oh, yeah, yoy. Oh, man. Let's turn Puck Up pickup beach to a nudist fucking beach.
I mean, in Japan they're called JKs, but like, I don't know exactly what JK is short for, but that's basically what they are. They're bitch girls.
Bitch girls. Chronicle of Bitch Girl. My dick is too large. Oh boy. Nuggets. Yeah, I can't show this. I can't show this on the screen. There's boobs.
Print by what's Sugoroku?
Look at this one. Stolen wife cucked on a hot spring company trip. Oh my god. Nagi Koda, feel the pleasure of a woman in your own whatever. I don't know what it says. But I mean, $5? That's not bad. Are you picking this up, Eric?
Probably.
Yeah, I knew it.
Of Bitch Girl. I love that name. I love that too,
man. My dick is too large.
Oh my god. That's icing on the cake.
I know, man. Transcribed into hieroglyphics. How dare you, Weiland? It's a double exile. You know what? Since Freak 5 is here, you have to take up the mantle, I guess. I don't know. All right. How far do we get? So we got to Eric, what Eric was playing. Did we get to what you're playing, Break?
No, we didn't get to what I've been playing. I've been sick and, you know, so not doing much of anything but watching TV and playing video games. So let me see. I played a little bit more of JoJo. It's a fun fighting game. And it's just, I'd be playing it more if I wasn't playing so many other games, because it is a lot of fun. Let's see what else I've been playing. Friday the 13th, I'm getting closer and closer, just kept edging forward, you know how it is. Mm-hmm. Some nights I go on there and I can't finish a fucking game because everybody wants to quit and it's irritating.
I know.
I miss the kid servers. Let me see here. What else I've been playing? Civ 6. A lot of Civ 6, you know. I get these people begging me for peace, or, you know, telling me they're denouncing me because I'm a quote unquote warmonger. Just because I wiped out another civilization, you know.
They should have been grateful to you, Breakman.
Warmonger? Come on.
They should have been grateful that you took care of some other people.
I'm making more room for everyone that way, right?
Ungrateful people, man.
Kick your asses too. So, no, off of my land. No, my land. It's mine.
Ungrateful, man. Ungrateful.
Let's see what else I've been playing this week. Oh, have you played No Man's Sky?
Yes. Did
No Man's Sky, Eric?
No.
Okay, well, I have a question for you, Frank. Does the game ever get fun?
Yes. It takes a while, though, Break. I mean, you have to go through... They did a lot of updating on that game, man. It does get fun. No Man's Sky does get fun. You have to stick with it for a while. It's a different animal, man.
The most fun I've had is they gave me a drilling weapon. Ooh, I can drill holes.
I think if you get to like different, if I remember correctly, like the new expansions and stuff like that they did for free, because they had that problem. Like there was just nothing to do. Yeah. And then you would fly to a different place, and finally it got... It's a much better game now than what it was, Break.
I don't like hearing that. I got, like, problems like this fucking Sentinels. You try and leave, and they won't let you get off the planet and shit.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like, how am I supposed to get rid of these guys? Because they just keep coming and coming and coming.
It's been a long time since I played that game, Break. Like my memory's real fuzzy on that game. But I remember, like, playing it at first, and it was just no fun. And then they did all the expansion, so I went back, and I'm like, okay, this is a little bit better, you know, because there's a little more stuff. But everything that I read after that, it's a better game. So it's completely different from launch. Yep. Weiland says, all hail Thanos, Skonoma says. Yes.
Yeah, I'll put a little more time into it, but so far I'm kind of bored with it, honestly.
Yeah.
But a game I'm not bored with, but it seems like everybody else on the planet is... It seems like everybody hates this game, and I'm liking it, and I'm going to play it after the show more. Redfall.
Oh, Redfall. Yeah, people are not being kind to Redfall at all.
It's getting savaged in the reviews. Like, it's no fun. It's repetitive. It doesn't know what it wants to be. It's got bad frame rate and all this stuff. I'm like, I haven't had any technical issues with it.
Really?
And the game sort of reminds me of like a combination of Fallout and Left 4 Dead.
Hmm. Kind of.
Wyland
is even saying blah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Ralph's gonna be their haters. Whatever.
Well, you know, I mean, there are certain games, Breakman, that like I can't think of any off the top of my head, but there's a few games that I like that are just critically like panned, but fuck it. If you like it, you like it, you know. Wyland says Redfall looked like ass from the announcement.
I'm agreeing with Wyland.
I agree. Like, it wasn't really on my radar. I've just been, since I got to Series X, I've been downloading games that are like, you know,
on the Game Pass
and stuff like that. And Redfall is supposed to be like the first, like, real, you know, real one since Halo Infinite. So,
yeah.
And I think next is Starfield.
Who launches a game without 60 FPS and they'll put it in later as a patch?
Yeah, they'll patch it. Man. They'll patch it later. That game will get better. I know it will. It'll get better.
I'm enjoying it. I don't care. Everybody else can hate it. I'm enjoying it. I'll play by myself, whatever.
You know what game is like that not a people liked that I liked a lot that was really, really fun was that Bulletstorm. I don't know if you guys played that. That was a blast, man.
Storm was a good game. I thought it was a good game.
Yeah, it's short, but it's really, really fun.
Oh, what was that other? There's another game that I liked and like everybody hated. It was I think it was shit. What was that game called? It was a John Woo. I think like was involved in the game somehow.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I forget the name of the game.
There's like some bullet time in it, and
what the hell was that game?
Stuff like
that. That was a fairly fun game. I didn't think it was anything.
That game got Savage too, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name of it though.
Yeah,
you know why I was so unappealed by Redfall because I took one look at it.
Dead to Rights.
This is basically just wet, but. Vampires?
Was it Dead to Rights, Breakman?
No. I think it's
and X. I played the demo of Wet, and I was unimpressed then. It's like Arcane, you just went back to what you did in the past, and it was ugly then.
It's starring an Asian actor, too.
God damn it, I know what game you're talking about.
Yeah, it's not Dead to Rights, because Dead to Rights has a sequel. And it has nothing. Dead to Rights has nothing.
No, it wasn't Dead to Rights. Now that I think about it, I thought for a second.
It started with an S, if I remember right.
God damn it! I know what game you're talking about, Break. And yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out. All right. What else? No, it wasn't Max Payne. Max Payne's a good game too, though. What else you been playing, Break? Anything else?
No, that's it. I'm playing my Redfall by myself.
Stranglehold.
That's it. That's it. Yep. That's it. How did you pull that one out, Eric?
I just typed in a search John Woo Xbox, and it was the first thing that popped up.
Yes, John Woo Xbox, and there you go. That's awesome. I've been playing a little bit of Pillars of Eternity, and I remembered. I know last week I talked a little bit about it, but I can't even get past the first dungeon. It's the difficulty curve is just way too great. I'm going to be playing Breath of the Wild so that way I can get prepared to play Tears of a Dragon in a year or two. So, yeah, but that's it. All right, let's move on to reviews.
RP Grinders.
Chow Yun Fat, that's right. That's
Chow Yun Fat, yeah. All right, Break, you have any reviews this week?
I guess I can kind of give you. I haven't watched all of them yet, but the Justice League DC Lego shows, not the big one like the Batman.
Yeah.
But the like the offshoots and stuff like that. They're fun little shows. They're not great. They're not terrible. And these are my example of like five and a halfs.
Yeah. Good enough to watch,
there's
but
nothing really offensive about them. It's like you can sit there and watch them and, you know, maybe you'll forget about them 5 minutes later type thing. But
Yeah. Goddamn, Stranglehold.
There's a couple of them I haven't watched yet, but for the most part, it's like, oh yeah, these are cute shows for kids. I definitely see like watching with your kid and being okay.
Yeah. I don't understand why when something gets a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, it's not thought of as, like, average. You know, it's, like, really weird to me. It's, like, it's worth watching if it's average, you know? I mean,
for me, when it starts to get, like, when it's under 5 is when I'm, like, I don't want to watch.
Under 5 is, like,
I'll watch it once, maybe, and then I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Like, the Wolverine.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah, yeah.
Every time I think about that movie, I want to knock a point off of it.
Like a Wolverine. All right.
Fuck that movie. It's so bad.
Anything else, Break?
I also watched, you watched it too, The Mandalorian.
Yeah, we're going to have, I think we can all do a Mando Season 3 review. So what did you think of it, Break?
Overall, I quite enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. I love the little happy ending at the end.
Yeah.
But I have one major problem.
Uh-oh.
I think it's the same problem everybody has, if they think about it.
What's that?
Well, what was the plot of the third season, essentially?
Tying up loose ends, not really doing much of anything else.
It was the Mandalorians coming together.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
What other Mandalorian happens to be in the galaxy that did not get an invite?
Boba. Yeah, Boba.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't want to be a part of any of that anyway.
In fairness, Boba never really hung around the Mandalorians to begin with. I mean, he was...
But he is a Mandalorian.
Yeah, yeah, so he's... Yeah.
They should have hit him up. I mean, he could easily say, no, I'm busy, but, you know?
I think the urgency, Boba was already, I think, during that time, like on a bounty hunt for... oh, man, somebody mentioned this. There was a bounty hunt that he was on during all this time, so I think that's why they skipped Boba. But they got the majority of the Mandalorians together, which is what mattered.
He's supposed to be on another mission or something. I don't like it. The last we saw him of him was the end of Boba Fett show, and he was in his town celebrating. You know? And he was being the good guy, which nobody wants. We all want a bad Boba Fett.
Yeah, I know, I agree. Wasn't a huge fan of the Looney Tunes-esque final scene, Weiland says. Yeah,
that little cute scene that it's just like you could just see like he's smiling underneath his helmet. Like, you didn't need to see his face to know he was happy.
See, you know? That's what I'm saying, Weiland. He says Boba's busy being a crime boss.
He's not really a crime boss, though. He's not much of a crime boss, anyway.
Yeah.
That's what we want, is we want him to be like a badass villain.
Yeah.
He's already proven that he's incapable of that. So
I know. I mean, I don't know.
He's more of a Boncho type character.
He's like an anti-hero in the Star Wars universe right now.
I really liked that one huge ass battle that they had. I thought that was badass, man, with Moff and the stormtroopers and versus the Mandos.
So many good fights.
Oh my god, that was fucking phenomenal, man.
I love that they brought out the Red Guard, like, in
yes,
and the Mando and Grogu had to fight and beat them together,
and like, fucking Grogu's
would not have won separately. They had to do it together.
Yeah, although I kind of think that Grogu is like, he's on the verge of being like Yoda-esque, you know, like he's I mean, even though he's still
he's gonna be like the first Mandalorian who was a Mandalorian Battlemaster, but also a Jedi Master.
I wish they would have given him a mask, man. That would have been badass.
Am I the only one who's been imagining what his helmet would look like?
I know.
So, like, I imagine like he's like, it looks like a Mandalorian helmet with just giant ear things.
I know.
If they do a standalone Grogu show that takes place past the sequel trilogy, I'd like to see what goes on with him there. Because there's like a 30-year gap in between this and that trilogy.
Yeah. Wyland says, I can't wait to see how they end Bad Batch next year. I haven't seen any episodes of Bad Batch, man. I really should. I gotta get caught up on all that shit.
More proof that D. Bradley Baker is the greatest voice actor.
Has anybody watched the Tales of the Jedi stuff?
Not yet. I will.
No. It looks okay, though. Yeah.
Like the baby Jedi and stuff like that.
So,
I
don't watch it yet, so what are you giving them?
Not the cute little kitty one, the other one.
Oh, the anime one? No, I haven't watched that yet either.
Break, what do you give?
Not that either.
What? There's another one I haven't watched?
Yeah. Yeah, there's.
Goddamn, I'm really behind. I'm trying to catch up. I've been trying to watch
it. They did a Cambrian explosion of fucking Star Wars now.
Wyland says Tales was good. I still have yet to see Andor, and I heard Andor's pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet either.
Yeah, it's too much, man.
I'm finishing it up.
Like I said, I've been trying to watch
Now I have to watch Ben 10 Omniverse because they're going to pull it and the other Ben 10 shows at the end of the month because they're stupid.
The Dooku stuff was fantastic, Wallen says. That's cool.
We're going to be bringing in all that Discovery stuff.
Since we're talking all this Star Wars,
I want to be a part of this deal, and Zaslav just wants to make it a Discovery Network.
I think he doesn't see the money and all the.
No, he's trying to stuff. He's trying to do it as a tax write off, so he doesn't have to pay taxes.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he doesn't see it as profitable to release the movies. He sees more profitable to just cut them and get tax breaks on.
Yeah.
Whereas he sees Discovery as
Since we're talking all this Star Wars stuff, do you guys see that finally Carrie Fisher got a star on the fucking Walk of Fame? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand how that wasn't a thing a long time ago, man. That's so stupid. So sad that she wasn't alive to see that, you know?
Yeah. I'm glad Mark Hamill was there, too.
Yeah, Mark Hamill and his daughter. Survivor yet? Daughter. Survivor? No, I'm asking
Wufei if he's played Survivor.
Oh, I'm sure Weiland played Survivor, man. Come on. I mean, he's like the biggest fucking Star Wars dork in the RP Grinders universe, man. I mean, you know. So what are you giving Mando Season 3, break?
I'm going to give it a 9. Like, it's still my favorite show on TV right now, I think. Yeah. It's Star Wars goodness.
Yeah.
And I just keep going back to the second season. Like, they love the fans. The show, the makers of this show love the Star Wars fans.
What about you, Eric?
8.5.
I'm giving it an 8. I think it was the weakest of the three, but that's not saying much. I still think it was pretty fantastic. So the average 8.5. I mean, between all of us, so you know, not bad. Weiland says he has not played Survivor. He says he still needs to finish Fallen Order. That's another game I need to fucking start and finish. I don't know, man. Maybe I should do Fallen Order first because then I can, because that one's a lot quicker to beat than Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild, a lot longer, but you know.
Well, I mean, technically speaking, you can beat Breath of the Wild in probably like a few hours. Just have each other
going straight through it. Yeah,
you go right to Ganon once you get off the island.
Yeah, I don't want to do that, or the plateau, man. Whatever it is. Playing it that way, I'm not a speedrunner, man. I'm not gonna be able to.
You could get the Ganon and then I'll breathe on you, and you'll die.
And then I'll die. Yeah, and then that'll be it.
He looks at you wrong, and you're like, "Hey, what? Oh, yeah, damn it!"
And then like 15 hours later, I'm like, "I should have just played this whole game." You know, I could have got upgrades.
A lot of people complain about the breakable weapons and their weapon durability in the games. It's like, why do you have the obsessive compulsion to want to destroy everything that you have to worry about your weapons breaking? Most of the combat in the game can be avoided. In fact, probably should be.
But I like the combat. I like breaking stuff. Hello, my name is Break Man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
just like
breaking things.
That's why the weapons break so easy, because I like seeing the sparks fly when they break.
Well, I mean, I just think that's a stupid thing in video games anyways, when you have like a durability meter.
You can always pick up... There's areas in the game where weapons just respawn at the exact same location you found it.
Yeah.
So you can stockpile those.
Yeah.
And well, that's true too. It's gonna make it not an issue anyways, because you've got the fusion mechanic. You can just combine two items together, make a new weapon. And apparently they have improved the durability somewhat.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that was my big problem with the durability. Not necessarily that they broke, that it just wasn't that big of a difference between, say, the Master Sword and a stick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is how easily
they break. And then the Master Sword sort of breaks. I mean, it basically just loses its energy. Yeah. You can't use it for a while, but, you know. I never did any of the trials to make it stronger, though.
It was funny how on May 4th they had all these Star Wars games on sale, but they didn't have a new one on sale. I don't know what you mean.
Fallen Order's not on sale, you mean? Because because the most recent one.
Yeah, it just came out, like, literally. Yeah. Why would they want to lose money on Fallen Order? Because, just came out. I'm sure, like, in a month you'll get a discount on that one, too, though. But, all right, any other reviews, Break?
No, that's it.
All right, Eric, what...
Apparently you did get a discount. I think you can find it for 60 in some places.
Okay, Eric.
I think those might have been download only from what I saw, though. Mm. If you're looking for, like, a hard copy, you don't think, like, those went on sale.
Yeah, I can't wait till we just go all non-physical. I mean, I'm literally out of room with shit, man. I have to get things digitally.
I seriously debated getting the Xbox Series S, but, you know, because I'm like, I really don't need to drive, like, going forward. But, like, the load speeds and some of the other features of it, I'm like, I want those.
I'm glad you got the X. I'm glad you got the X. Voice to text sucks, Scotoma says. Yeah. No, Blake, I agree with you, dude, like, 100%. All right, Eric, what else you got for reviews?
I watched Tenet. So, that's Christopher Nolan, the last Christopher Nolan of that movie that he made. There's one coming out in the summer called Oppenheimer, which the movie makes a reference to, and it was kind of a slight allusion to the fact that that was his next project.
Mm-hmm.
Har, har, har. He thinks he's clever. But, anyways, it's basically a James Bond flick, but there's also time travel nonsense, and also, like, not only is there time traveling, but there's also, like, a weapon that somebody's created that basically reverses the entropy of any inanimate object. So, like, a bullet being fired and hitting a wall, it'd go in reverse.
Yeah.
And they've even used it, it's even used to kill people and stuff in this movie, so. And unkill people in some cases.
Tenet is an interesting conceptual movie. It's just.
Also, there's the theme of the movie, which is in the title, which everybody has, like, their own, like, policy of and way of doing things.
Yeah. I think it's trying to be real high concept, and I think it got a little convoluted.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, and it's it was still enjoyable though, but it was overly long, like most Nolan films.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm gonna give it a 7.5.
Yeah, I think that's fair, Eric. Scoma says I want the Darksaber. Darksaber's badass.
The only two actors that I remembered. Because I guess I've seen them more often than the other ones, but were Robert Pattinson filling the guest spot for the main character lead, because he helps him out throughout the entire film. And then Michael Caine, who's only in there for 5 minutes anyway.
Yeah.
Because I guess he has a friendship with Nolan, so it's like, hey, you want some cash? Show up for 5 minutes.
Really? You always wanted the yellow one, Break?
I've always wanted it. Why are you even talking about that? I'm talking to people in chat. Move on.
Just I know. I'm just, like, looking at the yellow one. Like of all the lightsabers you want, I want fucking, what's his name? Darth Maul's fucking red double saber, man. That's the badass.
One of my roommates had that one.
That one's badass.
I played with it several times. It was pretty cool.
Anyways, the other thing I saw, I guess Frank also saw, but we saw Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Yeah, no spoilers on this, Eric, at all, but let's just talk in generalities. Generalities.
It was good and great, even, I'd say. But I feel like the Guardians movies have been the only series in the MCU that's been consistently good. Like, in the basically the same level of quality or better each film.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that, Eric, actually. Yeah. I mean, I also had the privilege of seeing this movie in 3D. It's one of the best 3D movies I've ever seen.
I don't want to watch movies in 3D unless it's like...
I didn't even know it was going to be 3D.
Made for it. Like, I don't want to watch post-3D movies.
What you call it? Mario was fantastic in 3D. Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah, I saw that in 3D because I knew it was going to probably do some stuff.
And this one was really good, too. I think this was probably the best 3D movie I've ever seen. It's pretty fucking good. Yeah, but I liked Guardians as well, man. Volume 3. It's a really good way to send off that team, because that, you know, I mean, it just is. I mean, it's a good end to the trilogy. Let's just put it that way. And you know, a lot of ups and downs. It's not ups and downs, but like, you know, you'll be sad one moment and then laughing the next, sad one moment, laughing the next. It was, I thought it was really good and really well done. I don't think it was the best of the three. I think the second was the best of the three, but I'm giving this one a solid 9.
How do you think they handled the High Evolutionary for all you comic nerds?
I think they did the, I mean, okay, that's the one problem I have and why I didn't get a 10. The villain, the High Evolutionary, I mean, they didn't do much with him. And in the comic, he's a lot more obviously nuanced and in-depth and whatnot, but that's the one thing that these movies.
I think the biggest problem with these films is they don't know how to make villains stick around and be a constant threat.
Yeah, see, that's a good point, Eric. I think if they could get that done, if they could do that, that would be, you know, that would make things a lot better. Holy shit, Freak Five!
I mean. And I guess they feel like they don't have to because they're introducing the multiverse now, so they could just give us another version of that character if they wanted to.
Yeah. Oh Jesus! Like, it looks like Freak Five is eating like shrimp fajitas or some shit.
How long do you guys think before they start bringing back the old cast?
What do you mean?
What I want to know is
this is their multi. This is their different dimension version of them.
No. But like, what I want to know is, like, how much longer are we going to have to wait for fucking mutants and X-Men?
You know, that's a good question, Eric. And you know what? It's going to be a long time, and I'll tell you why. The writer strike. And this writer strike is going to go for a long time. They already... Oh, Secret Wars, Weiland says. That's when we're going to... he thinks that's when we're going to see X-Men, which would be fucking cool. The problem is with the writing strike is it's already delayed. It's already delayed. Blade. So it's going to be
Kang was already kind of delayed because the actor got arrested.
Well, no, but I'm saying that this isn't doing it any favors, man. This writer strike's going to be big. There's no end in sight, man. It's really sad what's going on.
Remember the last time we had a writer strike?
They only want 3%.
Yep.
3% is still a lot of money, but it's a lot of money they can afford to give them.
Yeah, it's really weird, man. The higher ups, I mean, what's his name? Adam Conover, who does the show Adam Ruins Everything. I don't know if you guys have seen that. It's a pretty good show. But he was on CNN, and it was actually kind of brilliant. He was talking about the writer strike, and he's like, look, you know, they won't even sit at the table and talk to us about our demands. And here you have CNN's CEO, and he was on CNN at the time. And he's making, $250 million. He's worth $250 million. So with that $250 million, you could end this whole fucking strike and then some, he said. So, you know, it's like, I mean, it really is bullshit, man. It's a pittance compared to what they're going to lose. The last writer strike cost the movie industry $3 billion, and this one is gonna last a lot longer than the other one. So, you know, I think it's too far long at this point for X-Men. I'd rather see the universe rebooted to include them from the beginning. I don't know, Weiland. I think they should just pick it up.
Make a movie about the entire MCU being rebooted.
Maybe.
Unless if things go really, really bad, really quick, I don't see that happening.
All the shows that shut down from the writer's strike are shows that I don't even watch anyways. No, all of them are being shut down, Skodoma. So even if you have holdouts...
Well, not all of them,
but most of them. it will affect everybody, Skodoma. There's going to be shows that you're going to be like, oh shit, that's on hold, that's on hold, that's on hold.
You're going to want to watch House of the Dragons during a strike, because they're definitely continuing that.
Oh, House of the Dragons, badass, man. I hope that continues, because it's fucking awesome, but... We need to move on here. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman.
Obviously, I've been sick.
Fake cough. Fake cough.
What do you mean fake?
Yeah.
Now, they don't necessarily have to reboot a Wu Fei. I mean, like I said, they do have the multiverse thing. If they want to start off a new like MCU in a different universe, they could do that if they wanted to.
Well, yeah. what I'm saying is...
And have both universes operating at the same
time. I agree. They could do all kinds of stuff.
What I'm saying is that eventually they are going to reboot it. You know, like, we've seen Superman before, and now they have, and then we had the Man of Steel, now we're going to have a new Superman.
Yeah.
They're eventually going to reboot this universe, but how quickly depends on how things go in the next, like... A few years as far as this next phase, because so far they're not happy with it. Disney's happy.
All right, guys, continue on. I have to use the restroom, so go through yours. And Eric, if you have any,
Stinko, I have two more. Well, we know that maybe all but two of the judges in the Supreme Court are corrupt. We have proof. It's just insane how bad it's gotten that people in the courts. The people in the main court can easily commit fraud, and they can take cases of people that they personally have business with. Reboot with Christopher Reeves.
Frank is going to poop.
Yes, he is. Reboot it with Christopher Reeves. That's funny. But yeah, like the Supreme Court, like it's not one side either. It's both sides. It's like Sotomayor got caught up in it, and Gorsuch. Roberts, of course, Clarence Thomas, and another guy. I can't remember the other one's name off the top of my head. And then...
I don't know if he could reboot Christopher Reeves. He's kind of dead.
Well, I don't know. Have you seen what's going on with music performers lately?
Oh, AI bullshit. Yeah, I get it.
Do a 3D image.
Reboot it with the quote-unquote ghost of Christopher Reeves.
Oh, God. Wow. Do we remake Kidder, or do we get somebody new? What do you think?
Keanu Reeves to do Superman.
I mean, interesting. Like, he's not, like, built like Superman, you know? Like, he's strong, and, like, I wouldn't want to fight him in anything, but I'm just saying, like, he doesn't look like Superman. That's the problem. Anyway, I got one more Stinko.
He could be the Superman from Flashpoint Paradox.
Scrawny Superman. Oh, shit. So one more, and this has been going on for as long as I
remember. But he's already Constantine. But the thing is, I thought Constantine's sequel was going to be the last of the previous DCU, and then they were going to get someone else for Constantine.
No, the last of this DCU ends with Aquaman too, and it reboots the Flash,
and then there's Batman the Batman 2, which is not related to the DCU at all.
Yeah, that's weird. That's so weird.
Along with the Joker 2.
That's one of the most annoying things about the DC universe is just. It's not really a universe. It's like planets all over the fucking place.
And then there's the Elseworlds stuff that isn't out yet.
And Wyland says, I think Constantine is Elseworlds. So, yeah. Like, Christ's sake. Like, can we get one universe? Like, it worked with MCU. Like,
well, we are getting one universe. We just haven't seen anything yet because Gunn has yet to produce anything.
Yeah, we'll see. Apparently he's hired as Superman. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not holding my breath that it's going to be great. I do like some of the direction. I like that they're bringing in Damian Wayne for the first Batman. But anyway, back to my stinkos. Something's been a long tradition with public schools is they won't give kids a diploma unless they pay all the bills they owe, like for books and food and stuff like that. Kids don't have fucking jobs, so you're punishing them for having poor parents.
So you're turning K through 12 into college because you're that fucking greedy.
I mean, and these are public. Like, it'd be one thing if it was a private school, a private institution, where they charge their private fees.
But our taxes aren't enough for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in our state, they keep siphoning taxes off to give more to the private schools. We want people in this. We want people, everyone to homeschool. Okay, whatever. But you do have to take it from the public schools who badly need that money? No, you don't.
Wow, is that true?
She abused Johnny Depp in another DC movie.
I know. She did abuse Johnny Depp, man. I totally agree. That's Amber Heard.
They abused each other.
I'm pretty sure she abused him way more.
Yeah, talking about, yeah.
It doesn't matter if it was way more or not. They still are losers.
Look, did you see the trial, Eric? She was a piece of shit, man. A clear piece of shit. Like, I was all over Johnny Depp at first because I thought he was the aggressor. It actually was her. She was the cause of all that shit, man. She literally shit on his bed. Literally. I mean, it doesn't get much worse than that, man. Breakman, are you still finishing up here, or do you have more?
No, we're just talking about my last stinko, which is how they withhold diplomas from kids graduating from public high schools.
Oh, God, that's ridiculous.
For owing fees. And I remember when I graduated, there was somebody like, they said they owed $2.50. They weren't going to let him have his diploma for $2.50.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous, man.
Like these, and like I said, Eric, it'd be one thing if it's you're doing your private school or whatever. Like, you're paying to go there. I understand. These are public schools. A lot of these people can't fucking afford shit as it is.
Yeah, it's really tough, man. Yeah. Whatever. I mean, look, you do all the prerequisites. It doesn't matter how much you owe. You go to court. You want to get that $2.50? Go to the court system.
Yeah, but in the meantime, they withhold their diplomas.
No, they shouldn't.
So they technically graduated, but they don't get their fucking piece of papers confirming it.
Yeah, that's so ridiculous. Like, oh, they earned that diploma.
You know? Yeah, exactly. They earned it.
Yeah.
You're punishing kids because, I mean, 16, 17-year-old kids should have maybe a part-time job at most.
Yeah.
They're not going to have the money to pay for their education.
Yeah.
So you're punishing them because their parents are poor.
Yeah, exactly. Eric, I didn't see a stinko under yours. I'll just go into mine.
Got nothing this week.
Greenwood Village Police, which is part of the Denver metro area, they're a bunch of pieces of shit. And I have no problem saying that. We covered up for a sheriff. The video is on my friend K-Dot, DJ K-Dot, the Party's channel, so make sure you check out his channel. And it's egregious, man. It's this lady... sheriff, right, in Douglas County here, and you could clearly see her at the bar with her friend, and they're just having a good old time getting drunk, right? Well, she gets in a car, and she goes down the wrong way for one on a street, and then she makes a right hand turn right in front of another car that plows her over, like flips her car. And the cops get there and they cover all that shit up. So it's really, really egregious. Luckily, a special investigator wrote her a DUI ticket afterwards because they got body cam footage and it got released. So, of course, you know, they do the investigation.
What was the press release from the cops? Officer involved in vehicular accident. Some like a really vague wording.
No, what I mean, all you can see is like the body cam. I didn't hear.
What the cops.
Yeah, I didn't see the press release break. But if you
when they murder somebody, it's like they were involved in a
shooting. Yeah, officer involved shooting. But the one striking thing is like. They don't even mention, you know how like when you suspect somebody of a DUI, you at least like go through the steps like to figure out like if they were drinking or they, none of those officers did because they found out she was a deputy sheriff and it was pretty sickening. Like I think one person mentioned DUI and drinking one time and then for the rest of the time they didn't mention that at all. And all of that footage, and there were plenty of times when they could have made her go through all the steps. And first of all, here's something that you don't do. All right, that vehicle was overturned. The police are pulling people out of the vehicle. I mean, I think it's like medical 101. If somebody's involved in an accident like that, I mean, who knows if they got neck problems, back problems, or anything of the sort. I mean, you don't move those people unless you're 100% sure. So you got these cops pulling these people out of the car and all this shit, not waiting for EMTs. It was crazy, man. I'm like, fuck, man. I'm glad I never got in an accident over there with them pulling me out of a car. If I fucked up my neck, I could have been fucking paralyzed. So that's my stinko. They get a big stinko of the week for me. Let's move on to happier thoughts.
Dude, what is my tattoo? Sweet O of the Week.
All right, Breakman, what's your Sweet O of the Week?
I have just one, really. Remember how after January 6th, there was so much arguing. It's not an insurrection. It's not a coup. It's none of that. It was rioting. Well, then, now what do you have to say that the Proud Boys have been convicted?
No, you get it straight, Breakman. They were touring the halls of Congress.
Yeah, and I saw one person
online. We're going to tour all the way until you chill.
That's the one person saying, well, now they're moving the goalposts. They're like, first they said it was insurrection. Now they say it's sedition. Like, well, if you look up the dictionary definition of insurrection or sedition.
Pretty much same thing.
Insurrection is in there, stupid.
Yeah.
So, yes, they were convicted of an insurrection. Your defense that there was no insurrection is now officially bullshit.
I know. Skodema says, my boss is... my
proof.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My boss is going on vacation, so I get to handle the calls. So I'm so much easier than the labor. Yeah, man, that's why you need to own your own company, Skodema. Then you could just make the calls and have your employees go do all the hard work, man. You know? I know, Breakman. I mean, I hear you, dude. I mean, I heard people argue because you know how they like Tucker Carlson released all the footage that showed them, you know, quote being quote unquote peaceful, walking through the halls and being escorted and all this shit. And I heard people say,
"Guns break." Do you mean guy?
He showed like 5 minutes of something, and the rioting went on for like hours, and they've got hours and hours and hours of footage. He found like the 5 minutes he could manipulate. Like, look at this is not what you saw. This is what's going on. The rest of that stuff just ignore.
They were peaceful. They were peaceful, even though one cop died and like you know a bunch of cops got beat up and you know I mean
you don't remember peaceful people smearing shit on the walls of Congress. No.
Yeah, just storm in, do restricted access places. Even though I can't stand Pelosi, but I'm not going anywhere near.
Threatening to hang her and the vice president, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty, man. But Eric, I didn't see a Sweeto under yours.
No.
Mine, I have a few here. The weather's been pretty great, man. It's overcast and you know stuff. He died at home from a heart attack. Yeah, but look, stress, man. I mean, look, those... Skodema, please don't defend those people at January 6th. Don't do it, dude. You're better than that. They should have been nowhere near that Capitol, man. You don't do that either way. You know, unless you're going to go all the way and just, you know, actually overthrow the government. And even then, it's not a great thing. It wasn't a good look. None of that footage is good look. At all.
Yeah, MAGA people always talk about how this country looks strong under Trump and stuff like that. You do know what they say about January 6th? Like, that was an international disaster.
Yeah.
Like, people were just across the world were shocked about that happening.
I mean, I understand not being upset.
MAGA. Like, everybody, the world was pissed that, like, people were doing this. And,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's just partisan bullshit, man. Worse than 9/11, I don't think. I mean. No. Pretty up there, though. I think we can look at it.
I don't know. Like, over 3,000 people died in 9/11. Like,
yeah, it's noteworthy. Let's just put it that way. It's in the top 10 things, bad things that happened in the United States.
Oh, yeah, man. Definitely in American history of this century. It's in the top 10, top 5.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Weather's been pretty good here. Overcast, a little bit of a breeze, nice temp, so... can't complain there. Found out my sister's finally leaving this week, so... What's that?
Have you started the party yet, or...
Oh, dude, I'm so excited. And I just can't hide. I feel like dancing. Mainstream media claimed it was. Yeah, I know. But, not worse, but it's up there. It's in the top 10, Skodema. It's not a small thing. All right, now, here's an interesting one. This is the first time I'm ever giving... I've ever given Matt Gaetz a Sweeto of the Week. I mean, he's an all-time shitty...
Kids?
What's that? No.
Stop molesting kids?
No. He's a shitty person, and so is AOC, in my opinion. But they teamed up, and what they want to do is end congressional stock trading. And I think that's a good thing, because... There was a study in one of the papers, I think it was maybe it was Washington Post or, you know, one of them, Wall Street Journal, something, where it showed how it would have been impossible for these politicians to make as many great moves in the stock market without insider information. If either you or I, Brakeman or Eric, mm-hmm. was to have insider information and trade stocks, we'd be in jail. And these guys do it all the time. So they wanted to team up.
They act incredulous about it, too, when they get questioned. Like, well, how dare you say we can't make money and stuff like that? Well, you're getting unfair advantages is what we're saying, you pricks.
Yeah.
God.
Okay. Matter of fact, Nancy Pelosi, when asked, was one of the worst. She goes, do you think members of Congress should be banned from trading stocks? And she's like, oh, no. You know why? Because she's made more money off of the stock market than anybody in Congress. As a matter of fact, there are certain banks that watch exactly what she does in the stock market, and they match stock
just her,
purchases.
Too, her husband does too, so you know he's getting inside information from her.
Of course he is. Of course they are. I mean, that's how it is, and they all should be in jail, man. All of them. Yep. And then I got one final sweeto, and this is a sports sweeto, so I know a lot of people are going to tune out. My Denver Nuggets are kicking fucking ass. And I hope they win the fucking championship this year, and they got a great chance of doing it. They're up 2-0 on the Phoenix Suns, and I hope they win tonight to pretty much seal that series. And then they'll be in the Western Conference Finals against the Warriors or the Lakers, and I know they can smash both of those teams because they've done it during the regular season, and they can do it again in the playoffs. And then they'll be in the finals, and then I just hope they win. And it's one of my lifelong kind of dreams, is to have the Denver Nuggets win a championship. They've never even been to the finals, let alone win it. So all of our teams here in Denver have either won or been to the finals in their respective sports except for the Nuggets. The Rockies went to the World Series and lost against the Boston Red Sox. Of course, the Broncos have been to several and won three. The Avalanche have won three championships. So now I think it's time for the Nuggets to get their championship. So, you know, those are mine. All right. We've got a new tourney this week, all. And this is going to be a ton of fun. Brakeman put this together. And this is the world's greatest fighting game tournament. I know we had the worst based on movies, I believe, or something of that nature, or the best fighting franchise.
Was last time we determined that was Mortal Kombat.
Yep, we determined.
Now will Mortal Kombat 2 be the number one game?
I think Mortal Kombat pretty much won out of spite because we were all trying to snipe each other in the tournament.
Well, it's a fighting tournament, so that's, right. You know, I'm
so I don't think this is going to be any different. We're going to actually go with the greatest actual game, not just franchise. So, Brakeman, take it away.
We're going to start this out with the bracket that I've got four brackets. The first bracket is motherfucking old school. So you get the idea. This is going to be starting with Street Fighter II versus Mortal Kombat. The original Mortal Kombat. I decided to just start right from the fucking beginning and go with the OG of the fighting game arguments right fucking from the start. Original Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter 2. Frank, take it away.
Well, that's pretty easy, man. If you would have said Mortal Kombat 2 versus Street Fighter 2, it might have been a little different.
Street Fighter Alpha 3 Max, not Gold.
What the fuck is Alpha 3 Gold? I don't know.
There is no Alpha 3 Gold.
Do you mean Alpha 2 Gold? Maybe it's Alpha 2 Gold. I don't know.
Who cares? Could we we're going right now?
We'll get to it. Okay, so this is easy for me, man. It's Street Fighter 2. So, you know. I mean, the original Mortal Kombat is pretty great, although very dated, doesn't hold up today. I still kind of like it, though. But Street Fighter 2, man, that's, I mean, come on, man. That's what, not only the one of the greatest fighting games of all time, but it's one of the greatest games of all time, period, I would say. I mean, and I will say it now. I think Street Fighter II is the greatest sequel ever made because it improved on the first in every which way, shape, form, and fashion. So, Street Fighter II for me, Brakeman.
Eric?
Same. If it were like Mortal Kombat 2, I'd probably still vote against it, because, like, I mean, because I'd probably choose Mortal Kombat 2 over another game of its type, though. But, yeah, they're both fighting games, but Mortal Kombat specifically interests in violence.
Yeah. Okay. So, what's yours, Break?
I had a lot more fun with Street Fighter.
Same. That Street Fighter moves on. I think that was pretty easy.
Yeah.
I like the original Street Fighter Mortal Kombat, but yeah, this one's franchise has just gotten better and better. With some exceptions like Mortal Kombat 4, but we don't talk about Mortal Kombat. next, we have The King of the Fighters 98 versus the original Killer Instinct. Eric, you can start this out.
King of Fighters 98.
Frank?
I'm going to go Killer Instinct, man. I think Killer Instinct was kind of unique in the fighting genre and had a lot of really great, interesting different characters, not just the norm, you know, like the Ryus and Kens of the world. They came up with a lot of really, really cool ideas in Killer Instinct, and those combos were badass. So I'm going with Killer Instinct.
I like the original Killer Instinct a lot more than the sequel. And the new Killer Instinct that came out was really, really badass. But the original Killer Instinct, and I like King of the Fighters 98, but Killer Instinct, the original, is just... It was something different, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. So Killer Instinct moves on. Next we have...
Ooh, Weiland said Showdown. King of Fighters. Weiland agreed with Eric and said King of Fighters.
Well he should have called in. Sorry.
He should have called in.
Next we have Samurai Showdown 2 versus Street Fighter Alpha 3, whichever version, Max, as I think it is.
Combo Breaker. Yeah, I agree, Skodoma.
Yeah, so I am going to go ahead and start this one out. I really like the Alpha series, but I'm going to give it to Samurai Showdown, because Samurai Showdown was something different, and 2 improved on the first one in every way, and it's still, like, at the time, was completely a unique fighting experience with the Samurai Showdown games. I'm going to go Samurai Showdown 2. Frank?
This is a tough one, because these are both pretty good games. I kind of like the Alpha series as well, but I mean, this one's really close, man. I mean, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go with Street Fighter Alpha 3 just to put Eric on the spot.
And this is the best version, so you said Max, Max.
I'm voting Samurai Showdown 2.
Oh, Samurai Showdown moves on. Weiland says Alpha 2 is greater than Alpha 3, but Alpha 3...
Samurai Showdown 2 moves on. Next, we have...
I kind of hated Alpha 2 just because the lack of variety of characters. I mean...
Damn.
2 just has a few more characters than 1.
I think this is the piss-off Weiland show, because we haven't picked any of his picks yet.
I liked how Alpha split up Yin and Yang. Alpha 3 split up.
What are you talking about? He voted for King of Fighters.
Oh, that's right.
Didn't move on. Killer Instinct moved on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, see? We're doing the opposite of Weiland. Whatever Weiland picks, we're picking the opposite.
Well, I think this one might be a little different, because next we have the Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Killer Instinct is too janky for me.
Versus Clay Fighters.
Is this Super Turbo or regular Turbo?
Just Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Just a regular Turbo.
So this is the one where they added... I mean, the big improvement was they added the 4 boss characters as playable characters.
Ah.
Versus, you know, Clay Fighters, which is... The fake Ichabod and fake Elvis and Valkyrie and shit like that. It was a funny game. Let me see. Who started last one? I started. Frank, you started this one.
Oh, you put me on the spot, huh?
Was there also a special version on Turbo that came before Super Turbo or something?
Maybe.
Or maybe I'm thinking the one that came after Super Turbo.
I think, you know what? I think I'm going with Clay Fighters, just because I don't want it to be too saturated with Street Fighter games here, man. Like, I'm definitely
I'm
going Clay Fighters.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
You know what? As you said that, Frank, I started thinking about it, and the only real big difference was Turbo just put in four characters that were already in the game, made them playable. I mean, it wasn't that much of a big difference. And it speeded up the gameplay. But they didn't really get that right until Super Street Fighter.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Clay Fighters. I'm going to mix this shit up. Clay Fighters, baby.
I like it. All right.
Next, we have Fatal Fury 2 versus Street Fighter 3 Third Strike.
You know what? I didn't even do the damn music for the free for all. Son of a bitch.
Supposed to like fighting game music soundtracks now.
I know.
So Fatal Fury 2 versus Street Fighter 3 Third Strike.
I'll just add a suck it in for everybody.
Okay, there you go. Suck it! There you go.
You can start it out, Eric.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna vote for Third Strike.
Frank?
I'm gonna put Breakman on the spot. I'm just being the agitator today. I'm going Fatal Fury 2, so nobody can blame me.
I like Terry Bogard. He's one of my favorite fighting characters. Like top 10. Not high, but...
Not even a battle, Weiland says. Yeah, I just said it
I gotta go Street Fighter 3 on this one. It added so many frames of animation. It looked like a different game from what we've seen from the Street Fighter previously. And I mean, it played the same, essentially. It was still Street Fighter. But
a lot of people hated Street Fighter 3 until Third Strike, though. I wonder why.
Next, we have X-Men versus Street Fighter, and that's going to be taking on King of the Fighters 96. I was a big fan of both of these games, but I said it in the fighting game fighting game franchise tournament. The Marvel versus franchise is my favorite, so I gotta go X-Men versus Street Fighter because it was the first one. Eric, you're next.
X-Men versus Street Fighter.
Nice, Frank.
Yeah, X-Men versus Street Fighter.
That is the first time we've all agreed.
Yep.
No, actually, I take that back. We were doing Street Fighter 2.
Yeah,
this is the second time we've all agreed.
Yeah. There you go. You got it.
Next, we have, and when I said old school, these were all games that came out before the year 2000. So, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo versus Mortal Kombat 2. Oh, this one's a hard one. So Frank can start it out.
This is easy for me, man. It's Mortal Kombat 2 all the way. They went away from the motion, you know, the stop motion or not stop motion, but you know what I mean, like the movie feel to it, like the what do they call that? Like where they take real people and try to digitize them and stuff, the way the Mortal Kombat 1 was. Mortal Kombat 2 was revolutionary because they came up with a lot more characters, a lot more animations for brutality. Mm-hmm. Oh, they didn't do brutalities. They did fatalities and
fatalities and friendships.
Yeah, fatalities, friendships, a lot more things like that.
Weird secret characters you have to do arcane methods to unlock.
Yeah, I really like Mortal Kombat 2.
It's just fatalities and friendships and two.
Yeah, I think so too. But either way, Mortal Kombat 2 for sure.
Eric,
I'm voting Mortal Kombat 2.
Oh, wow. Mortal Kombat 2 is going to move on. I was going to pick Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo because Cammy.
So. Oh, that's right. Cammy was in that. But that's
Cammy
okay.
was already in Super Street Fighter 2, though.
This is the first time we get... She wasn't introduced until Super Street Fighter.
Yeah, but Street Fighter 2 Turbo, yeah. I'm just saying, she was in the previous release.
Right, but we haven't done that on this list.
So okay.
That Mortal Kombat 2 moves on. And this will be the last of the old school bracket. Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 versus Darkstalkers 3. I think Frank started out the last one. Eric, you're first.
I'm going to vote for Darkstalkers 3. Or whatever the arcade's name is equivalent was. Because Darkstalkers 3 is a weird hodgepodge of Vampire Savior 2 and like another version of Vampire Savior 2.
Yeah. It was essentially the same game with just a lot more characters. Frank?
I'm going to agree with Eric on this one. Darkstalkers, even though Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 is fantastic. I don't have anything...
Right. You guys, Mortal Kombat does not move on. Darkstalkers 3 moves on. You guys are evil. And I don't know why
you're so evil. The only... I think Darkstalkers 3 was just... PlayStation release. It's not called Darkstalkers 3 anywhere else.
Yeah, I think you're right. Next, moving on to the next bracket, this is the live in the now. So this is fighting games that all came out after the year 2000.
You know what I learned so far from this tournament and last tournament? Breakman's a hater of Darkstalkers.
I'm not a hater of Darkstalkers.
You're a hater, man. You're a hater.
I just like, you put it up against. It's, or I put it up against Mortal Kombat 3. That's not my. I guess that is my fault. living in the now, we're going to start with Blaze Blue. Central Faction, which I misspelled.
Friction.
Friction, which I misspelled.
Central Fiction.
Fiction.
Central Fiction. Central Fiction.
Yeah, Central Fiction.
Versus Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix, and I think that came out in like 2010 or something. That was, it was basically a souped-up version of Super Street Fighter 2 we really loved. I'm going to go ahead and start it out because I thought that remix was fucking badass.
I think HD Remix is actually Corp Turbo, but yeah.
I still think it's the best Street Fighter. I think it's the best Street Fighter game we've gotten. But I've never played 5.
Ooh, 5 is pretty good, man.
Kinda. I haven't got that. Well, it's, I don't have PlayStation.
I'm voting for Blaze Blue.
And Frank, that leaves you.
Can I do an El Paso on this one, man? Like, these are both great games. Chat,
phone a friend.
You know what? Since we've been so hard on Wyland, like, we basically... Fuck the haters, Wyland says. As much as I
voting
don't
for variety here.
As much as I don't want to go against Breakman on this one, I think I'm gonna side with Wyland on this. Blaze Blue is pretty fucking good. But I agree with the break. Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix might be amongst the best Street Fighter games of all time. But I'm going Blaze Blue. Just like you know, just to. So we can keep Wyland as a audience
Ultra
member.
Is Ultra Street Fighter 2 basically HD Remix, just re-labeled?
Ask Wyland. Wyland would
with a few extra characters.
Wyland would know.
I don't know. I have no idea then. Next we have Skullgirls versus Marvel
Fiction.
Versus Capcom 2. This is an easy one for me. I've never played Skullgirls and Marvel versus Capcom 2. Is widely considered the best in the franchise. It's not my favorite of the franchise, but it's considered the best, so I gotta go MVC 2, and Frank, you're next.
I think I'm gonna agree with Breakman on this one. Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Scotoma says Street Fighter 5 is his fave. So.
I am probably 5, yeah.
I still can't get over Violet Ken. It's like, we need the Evil Ryu version of Ken. We're calling him Violet Ken.
It's a Violent Ken. Alright, what are you picking, Eric?
I'm gonna vote for Skullgirls.
Yeah.
Skullgirls. I like the variety of characters in Marvel vs. Capcom 2, but I feel like it's an inferior game.
Really? That's interesting. I've never
compared
heard that.
Compared to 3, yeah.
Compared to 3? Wow, okay.
Mm. Oh, and technically, in a technical way, you mean. Next, we have Them's Fighting Herds, which is animals fighting. I've just saw a video of it. And versus Samurai Showdown 5 Special. I guess. Did I
saw he's from another game. Okay, thanks for clearing that up, Wyland, because I thought he just was an asshole.
Frank, Them's Fighting Herds or Samurai Showdown 5 Special?
You know, I like Samurai Showdown, but I'm going to go with Them's Fighting Herds, even though I've never played it, just based on Break's description, a bunch of animals fighting each other. Hell yeah. I'm going with that. We need more of that.
Without the poop jokes from Power Age.
Yeah, but it's not like realistic fighting. It's like Street Fighter fighting with animals, you know. It's not like Bambi fighting Thumper or some shit like
that. God, that would be badass if they came up with a fighting game with all like the Disney characters.
I'm kind of mad that SNK versus Capcom 2 hasn't been remastered in any capacity.
Complete, you know, complete.
Bambi, the Dan of the franchise.
Yeah, and then Breakman, we could do things like Bambi versus Godzilla, yes. And like shit like that, like. You remember that 85 Godzilla movie, and then like they showed like this little cartoon at the beginning, and it was like Bambi meets Godzilla, and like Bambi's like it was like black and white, and Bambi's like just enjoying himself and eating grass or whatever, and all of a sudden all you see is Godzilla's like paw like come down and like stomp Bambi, and that was it. It was pretty awesome.
That's what he gets for being a deer. Next, I'm sorry, we're still on this one. Eric, you're next. Nerds or Samurai Showdown 5?
I'm voting for them fighting here because I heard Showdown 5 was not that good. Oh. Especially Special. It's like, it doesn't improve it that much more.
I've never played either one of these two, so I don't really have that much of an opinion to add to it. Next, we have Guilty Gear Xrd Rev 2 versus King of the Fighters 2002 Unlimited Match.
I think it's just Zerd.
What's that?
I think it's Zerd? Just Guilty Gear Zerd.
Zerd? Whatever. That's a weird name. You can start out. You know it.
I'm voting for Zerd.
Zerd? Frank?
Guilty Gear is really good stuff, man. I dissed on Guilty Gear before, so I'm gonna agree with Eric on this one.
Guilty Gear moves on. I'm not even getting to say in any.
What did you pick? What did you pick in that one?
Just deciding everything. I'm just here. Next we have Ultimate Mortal Kombat.
Breakman. What did you pick?
What's that?
What was your pick, man? King of the Fighters.
Yeah, I guess. I didn't really actually have a pick. I never played even one of them. Right. Next, we have Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 versus Melty Blood, Actress Again, Current Code.
Jesus. What is that?
I had not heard of that game until I was doing research for this. And I would like to play them, all the games on this list, because I do like fighting games. I will start this one out, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3. This is, I think, an easy one for me.
Remember the X-Men fighting game where you could knock others into different areas? Scuttlebutt says. Next Dimension?
You mean the X-Men fighting game? I don't think I put it on here.
I haven't got around to playing Melty Blood Actress Again, Current Code. So I'm voting for Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Well, shit. I'm just going to say Melty Blood Actress Again, Current Code, because it has the best title in this whole deal.
As good as that one title from earlier, that was the best title ever.
I know, the longest one ever. Like, you get better armor, and then you eventually will beat the Devil King or whatever the fuck it was. You know, it's like fucking badass.
On you,
fantastic. Next, we have Persona 4 Arena Ultimix versus Blaze Blue Chrono Phantasma, and I need to really badly play a Blaze Blue game. I feel like I'm left behind. I think Eric should start this one.
I'm going to vote for Persona 4 Arena Ultimax.
Frank?
I'm going to vote for Blaze Blue just to put Breakman on the spot.
You know what? I'm going to phone a friend. What do you think, Wylan?
He already said Blaze Blue.
He said Blaze Blue. Let's listen on.
And there you go. Voting by proxy.
I'm just not really. I've never played either one of them, so I don't really have that much of an opinion.
You do. Blaze Blue is underrated.
Both of these, though. Tatsunoko versus Capcom versus Guilty Gear Double X Accent Core Plus. I spelled accent wrong. Frank, you can start this one out.
Why would you start with me? This is the one where I haven't played either game.
Frank hates Tatsunoko.
Tatsunoko. Versus Capcom. I'm aware of these games. I'm going to go with Guilty Gear XX Accent Core Plus because that's a stupid name and I like stupid names. So that's what I'm going.
He's voting for Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
All right, so it's up to Break again.
No, it's up to me. I've got to go Guilty Gear. Tatsunoko versus Capcom was like the poor man's Marvel versus Capcom. It wasn't as good. Whereas Guilty Gear was just a Guilty Gear
double. No, Wayland, I don't think there's a Skullgirls 2. I think they just put a 2 in front of Skullgirls and they added a few more things.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was a free update or something.
That's interesting to ask about Skullgirls 2, because Skullgirls 2 versus Capcom versus SNK 2 is the next one. Eric, you started out.
Capcom versus SNK2.
Frank?
I'm going to put Breakman on the spot again, and I'm going to say Skullgirls too.
I'm going to go with Eric. I like Capcom versus SNK. I like the character editor, and it had a really good online.
I don't think I played Skullgirls for any decent length of time. I'm not entirely sure on what Gargoyles 2 even is. I'm tired.
That's fine. We only got two more brackets left, so we're halfway done. This bracket is called Fody versus 3D, and I think you'll get the idea. I'll let Frank start since he's been making me the tiebreaker every round here. Killer Instinct 2013 versus Tekken 3, so the latest iteration of Killer Instinct.
That's the original Killer Instinct?
No, this is Tekken 3 versus the updated, the latest version of Tekken.
Oh, I remember that late version. That late version is actually pretty good. But we're talking about Tekken. I just can't remember. What was special about Tekken 3? Was there anything special about Tekken 3?
No. Yeah. It's just basic Tekken 2, but better.
Yeah.
It was like better fighting and I think a larger roster than the second one.
I'm a big fan of that Killer Instinct. I'm going to go with that Killer Instinct.
Character models aren't as ugly as they are in Tekken 2, which is barely an improvement from Tekken 1.
We'll go to Killer Instinct.
Vote for Killer Instinct.
Yep. I'm voting for Killer Instinct as well. It was a lot of fun. Next, we have Ultra Street Fighter 4 versus Dead or Alive 5.
I'm
going to start this one out, and this one's actually hard for me because I'm a big fan of Dead or Alive, and I know a lot of people aren't, and they're missing out on a great fighting franchise. If you like, especially if you like reversals and strategic fighting, you know, where you're not just jumping out and throwing fireballs right away and stuff like that, like, you got to be careful. You jump into somebody, they're gonna throw you out. I really like the drunken boxer guy. They don't have a drunken boxer guy in Street Fighter. I'm going Dead or Alive 5. Frank, you next.
It's really a shame that Dead or Alive did a lot of fan service type of shit. Frank is crying that Pit Fighter didn't make it. How dare you, Scotoma? So that if we talk about the worst games of all time. Well, shit, I'm just going to put...
You sound like you're in the bucket, Frank.
Do I? What's going on? Is that better?
Bucket, it sounds Frank. Better now.
Sorry. I had my mic turned a weird way. I think I'm going to put Eric
Cave on this... Cave Wall Fighter.
Cave Wall Fighter. How dare you, Wyland, you son of a bitch. I'm gonna put Eric on the spot here. I'm going to go with Ultra...
I'm
Street
going
Fighter.
Ultra.
Oh shit! I didn't mean to make it easy for Eric. I should have went Dead or Alive 5. But whatever. Yeah.
What did you say, Eric? I can hear you.
Ultra.
Ultra. Okay, so Ultra Street Fighter.
That one reminds me of balls.
Balls. I
best,
remember that.
Greatest game. Fighting game ever. Balls.
No, the
balls.
Best fighting game ever was Rise of the Robots. No, Rise of the Robots 2.
You're right.
No, the best fighting game ever was Street Fighter 1.
I did put it on here. There's another game I put on here.
No, Yai R. Kung Fu.
Yai R. Kung Fu.
There's one we'll get to here soon. Next, we have Injustice versus Mortal Kombat 10. I think this is really fucking hard. I started the last one out, so Eric, you can start this one.
Mortal Kombat 10.
God, Injustice was so fucking good and unexpected.
Yes.
But I had a lot of fun with Mortal Kombat 10.
These are great games.
Why? Why would you do this, Break?
Because I'm trolling addictive. I'm addictive, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna put Breakman on the spot. I'm going with Injustice just because.
Okay, both by the same developer, great fighting systems. I think Mortal Kombat probably has the advantage in the fighting, but the story of Injustice is absolutely fantastic. The evil Superman, and unlike the anime or the
Ryland disagrees. He would have went with 10.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm going with Injustice just because the story is absolutely fantastic. The movie version was they copped out and they went this light version where Superman's redeemable. Whereas in the game, Superman's all in. This game. There's no coming back for this version of Superman.
Yeah, I was going to say in the game, like, I watched the whole movie because obviously I'm not going to go through the entire game. But in the movie, like, there was no going back for Superman in this. He was just fucking bad, right?
Yeah, yeah. Whereas in that, then they did that cartoon version, and it's like, oh, he's redeemable at the end. No, no, this version of him is not redeemable. Like, he, let me see, he murders Green Arrow, he murders Shazam.
I think Evil Superman is boring as a story.
Best fighting game picks story, Weiland says. So he's not happy with you, Breakman.
I know. Next we have Dragon Ball Fighter Z versus Tekken 7. Frank, you can start this one out.
Again. Okay. I like the art style of Dragon Ball Fighter Z, and I know it's a pretty good fighting game, but Tekken 7's technically a way better fighting game. I'm going Tekken 7.
Eric?
I'm going to go Tekken 7.
Ouch, you guys are actually both wrong. According to reviews, Dragon Ball FighterZ is one of the top fighting games in the world right now. Wow. Tekken 7 not even on the list. You guys are dead wrong. I can't believe you guys picked Tekken 7.
Even Weiland picked Tekken 7. How dare you?
It's well, that's because Weiland's always wrong, too. You haven't noticed that?
Well, Mortal Kombat listed twice.
Who the fuck said that? That was definitely Breakman, Weiland. I don't think you're wrong all the time.
Next, we have Mortal Kombat versus... yeah, it was definitely me. You can blame me. Mortal Kombat...
We already had Mortal Kombat, though.
No, this isn't the original. This is the updated version, the new one that they just called Mortal Kombat.
Oh, there was one?
It was Mortal Kombat 9, technically.
DSP? Weiland said DSP?
So wait, but it's also against Injustice 2, so which Mortal Kombat is that?
Well, that was 10. This is 9, essentially. This is Mortal Kombat 9 versus Soul Calibur 3. And Frank, you can... No, I think you start out the last one. I'll start this one out. This was the first one where they went with a completely different story, and this really changed Mortal Kombat from what it was.
I never played the PS2 exclusive Soul Calibur 3, so I'm going for 9.
Soul Calibur is good. Soul Calibur 3 was good. So you're going 9, even though it wasn't your turn. Okay, awesome. Frank, what do you want?
I'm going Soul Calibur 3. I thought that was an excellent fighting game. I had a ton of fun with it. If I remember correctly, the Nintendo version had, like, Link.
That's 2. You're thinking of 2.
Oh, I'm thinking of 2. What did 3 have for the exclusives?
It didn't.
It only came out for one system.
It had a character that was, I think, like, someone's sister or something.
I really like the Soul Calibur.
She's corrupted by the Soul Edge or something.
I know Weiland's going to get pissed, but he says there was an arcade version of SC3. Oh, okay. I'm going Soul Calibur.
Just but it only came out on one home system, is what we're saying.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm still going with it.
Because Frank was asking about different console versions like they did with 2.
Okay, well, I'm still going with Soul Calibur.
By the time it came out, though, I think arcades in the U.S. were mainly dead, so I never saw it.
You know what? Oddly enough, I didn't play a lot of Mortal Kombat 9, and I usually play the Mortal Kombat games. So.
Man, I love it. So when they rewrote the story, and they changed it from, you know, Liu Kang was the chosen one, and that one, they kill him. I was like, shit. I didn't see that coming. But Soul Calibur 3 got rid of my favorite character, the second one.
Which one?
Fuck Soul Calibur 3, Mortal Kombat.
You put Mortal Kombat 9 on twice.
It did? For some reason.
Yeah. You put it against Injustice 2.
Oh, that's supposed to be Mortal Kombat 10. Or 11, I mean.
11?
So, yeah. That's okay. The last one. 11 and Aftermath. So Mortal Kombat 9 moves on. Next we're going to have Mortal Kombat 11... versus Injustice 2.
Yeah, I'm really gonna vote for the game that had microtransactions and unlock things.
So Injustice 2 for you, Frank?
I don't see those, but Eric, you're coming at it like you have to buy those things. Like, just go based on the game itself, dude. Yep, like,
I played a lot of the game, never paid a cent for anything. Well, I mean, I bought the DLC.
I think I'm going to go with Mortal Kombat on this one, just because Injustice 2, to me, was a lot more of the same, even though it, like you know, had a really great story and stuff. I'm going with Mortal Kombat 11.
I got to go with you, Frank. I enjoyed Injustice 2. And I thought the story was great, and the fighting was great, but Mortal Kombat 11 took it up to another notch.
Wyland says Injustice 2 was a zoning fest. Yeah, I know. I know that criticism. I'm never good enough and technical enough to be in battles like that, Wyland, but I know what zoning and shit like that is.
And I put this one on here for fun. For funsies.
Funsies.
I didn't mean to put that. I'm going to put six on there. For funsies, Fighting Vipers. You guys remember that game?
Oh, God. That brings me back, man. Holy shit. Fighting Vipers.
You can play as the AM2 logo.
Play. My favorite was to play as the Daytona car.
The Daytona car. Jesus Christ.
I'm serious. Like, that was my favorite part. It's like, oh, you're fighting with a fucking car. Okay, well, let's do this.
Yeah.
Versus Tekken 6, and I will start this one out. The Tekken franchise has definitely been a solid franchise, and I really should pick it, but...
I'm voting for the crazy game, yeah. Fighting Vipers.
Fighting Vipers was fucking crazy. It was just... They went nuts with this game, and they had fun, and I gotta go Fighting Vipers as well. What about you, Frank?
You sick. You on the sickness smoke.
I'm going with Fighting Vipers as well, man, just because it was an amazing, crazy-ass fucking game.
It wasn't a good fighting game, per se, but it was a fun fighting game. Because all the crazy shit you could use in there. And next we have... Oh, fuck.
You put Ultimate Twist.
I got Mortal Kombat on here again?
Well, you should just make fight...
I can fix that one.
Okay.
Fix this now.
Make it easy. Make it Mortal Kombat 4, and we cannot vote for it.
I'm making Mortal Kombat 4.
Mortal Kombat 4.
Mortal Kombat 4 came out in the 90s. Oh, well, that's fucking, who cares?
Yeah, Fight
Mortal
Night.
Mortal Kombat 4 versus Fight Night Champion. I'll start this one out. I love the Fight Night games. They're boxing personified for me. And they were great, just, you know, one-on-one playing against somebody.
Swanson said he'll vote Mortal Kombat 4 all day long.
I barely constitute Fight Night Champion in a fighting game. Boxing is more of a sports game.
I would have voted for Mortal Kombat 4, Wyland. I mean, I like Fight Night, though, a lot. But I'll go Mortal Kombat 4 just to put Eric on the spot.
I'm voting Mortal Kombat 4. Fuck it.
Holy
We're
shit.
We're going to be voting it out.
Holy anyway. Shit. It beat Fight Night. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Destroyed this tournament. Destroyed. Dead in the water. All right, next we go to Ringouts and 3D, baby. That's the last bracket. We're going to start this one out with WWF No Mercy versus Virtual Fighter 2. These games are all based on Ringouts, basically. If the ring is part of the match, then it's on this list.
I quit smoking the devil's lettuce for a reason, LOL. Says, I'm never going to quit smoking the devil's lettuce, man.
Devil's lettuce makes you pick Mortal Kombat fucking 4. Is that what it is? Start this now. All right. Versus WWF, No Mercy.
I love No Mercy, but I really love the... I know you guys are fucking haters and are going to vote for No Mercy, but... I'm going for Virtua Fighter 2 just because I love how technical that game was. Like that, that was like... It was clunky, it was slow, it was... But it was methodical, and I love Virtual Fighter. I love that series.
WWF No Mercy was fun. It was just a lot of fun.
They're really fun, yeah.
Like three friends, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot more fun than that slow ass, boring Virtual
How
Fighter.
How dare you? How dare you, son of a bitch? How dare you?
I'm voting for Virtual Fighter 2.
Yes! Yes!
I thought the WWF games were the clunkiest.
Yes! No Mercy was tons of fun, though.
No, I told you, Frank. He didn't like even one of these, so you could have gotten your way.
I love Virtua Fighter. Love that.
Next, we have Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi 3, even though the original was my favorite, personally, Budokai, versus Soul Calibur 6, which, unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to play.
Oh, to be fair, Tenkaichi Budokai is a different series from Budokai Tenkaichi.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, well. I don't think I played the Tenkaichi then. Because I played Boot. Yeah, you're right. I don't think so. All right, you can start this now, Eric. I don't think I played even one.
I'm voting for Soul Calibur 6, I guess.
Frank?
And yeah. I played 6, but I hated 5.
This is easy, man. It's Soul Calibur 6 all the way. I love the art of Dragon Ball, but Soul Calibur all the way. Oops.
Calibur 6 is moving on. And next we have Dead or Alive 3 versus Tekken Tag Tournament 2. Listen, I am going to go with Dead or Alive 3. I mean, I think it's a technically better fighting game. And then Tekken Tag Tournament, as Eric said previously when we talked about the Tekken Tag Tournament's games, they stopped making them because essentially they just put that fighting mechanic into the Tekken Regular series. So they didn't need to have a separate game for a tag tournament.
Dead or Alive 3.
Dead or Alive 3. Yeah, I'm going Dead or Alive 3 too. Eric, or Frank, you mean?
Well, I'm going to make Wyland happy and just say Tekken Tag Tournament just so I'm in Wyland's good graces.
Well, mine's wrong again. I don't know what's wrong. He must be sicker than I am. I mean, you can hear how sick I am.
I know, man. I can't believe you're still that sick, dude. I hope you get over it quick, man.
I know. That's the problem with me. I don't often get sick, but when I do, I get really fucking sick.
Yeah. I knew you were sick last week, man. You're always on the show, and you're like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Well, I sounded like this last week.
I know.
You hear a word I was fucking saying. It was ridiculous.
That was one thing I could have talked about with Tenet. Like, everybody... The audio mixing was, like, something weird, because, like, everybody sounded like they were whispering.
Ugh, I hate that.
Yeah. How delayed is that, Eric? Like,
what?
That was the weirdest, biggest delay I've ever heard on a review.
I'm just being reminded of it now.
Yeah, I know. All right.
Like, kind of did that on 24. Kind of irritate me because Jack Bauer be like, he whispers most of the time.
I know. Like, I love that series.
You're going to hell or something. You know, like,
what was it like? The first two seasons were pretty good.
When he actually yells, it actually matters.
Yeah.
Get me CTU right now.
I know. All right. What do we got?
Next, we have UFC Undisputed 3. Which is the top rated of the those mixed martial arts games versus Bloody Roar 3.
Mm.
I am going to go ahead and start this one out.
I only played Bloody Roar and Bloody Roar 2. I never played 3.
I played the third one. I played them all, actually. I've watched people play Undisputed, and technically it's great fighting and such like that, but goofy as it was, and I doubt it holds up at all, Bloody Roar 3 was a pretty fun game at the time. But I seriously doubt it's any good now. I'm going Dead or Alive 3. Frank?
You mean Bloody Roar 3? Yeah.
Bloody Roar. I looked at my screen and I saw Dead or Alive. I was looking away.
Yeah. I really like that the UFC games. I like watching people play those games. I'm not into them.
I mean, yeah. So you're just watching people play. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
It's really good, and definitely very technical. Those games get better and better. I'm really surprised at those. Wyland says, I think there's BR3 tourney at Combo Breaker this year. Ooh, that's cool. You know why I like Bloody Roar? Because of the different like characters. Like I like games that don't go for the norm, you know, like human and you know.
And we had a game like Bloody Roar, like where your character transforms in the middle of a match.
Yeah. Bloody Roar's pretty good, man. Let's go Bloody Roar on this one.
Eric?
Bloody Roar gets
one of the rare free agreements from all of us.
I know.
That's just shock.
Yeah.
Next we have Def Jam Fight for New York versus Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. Eric, you can start this one out.
I'm gonna vote for Smash Brothers because I haven't really played any of the Death Jam games, and from what I can tell, the second Death Jam game was better of the two.
The second Death Jam game was more it incorporated music a lot more into the fighting. I can't remember what it was called. But this one was a lot more closer to the WWF and WCW games of the N64 era. It was made by the same people. And they really got away from that in the sequel. Frank? Next.
The Def Jam games were really good and really underrated. But Smash Brothers just has like all the Nintendo goodness that you could ever want. And that's another game that I could watch people play and have a lot of fun watching, because like it can be very technical, even though anybody can pick that game up and play. I think I'm also going to go with Super Smash Brothers, just because it's a ton of fun to watch people play that game.
I've played a lot of both of these games. They're both really good games. I'm just going to go Ultimate, just so everybody's unanimous on this one, because we aren't very unanimous a lot of the time. So, that moves on. Next, we have, and I thought this would be kind of fun, Power Stone 2 versus Urguys. Yeah, remember Urguys?
Interesting. Yeah, I remember Urguys.
Hello?
Who's first?
Hello? I'm still trying to answer my phone here. Hello? Okay.
That's my phone telling me I should probably go to bed.
We've only got three categories. We only have three more gigs to go, and we're done for the day. Power Stone 2 versus Urguys. Power Stone 2 was a fun game, but, you know, loosely fighting game. It was mostly, like, throwing shit at people and trying
to... It was kind of like Smash Brothers before Smash Brothers, if I remember correctly.
I guess.
Not really, because, like, Smash Brothers had been out before since. Yeah, Power Stone 2 was a Dreamcast-era game.
Yeah, like, this is a completely different perspective. Like, whatever, Frank. Urguys was absolute terrible fighting game in every single way. But I'm going to go with it because it was fucking goofy as shit. Here, let's do a...
It kind of has a fun RPG mode if you play it, but...
Yeah, actually, I did forget about that, yeah.
What are you going with, Break?
I'm going with Urguys just to fuck shit up.
No. Man, I'm voting for Power Stone 2.
Frank, you're a tiebreaker, then.
You know what? Fuck everybody today. I'm going with Urguys. I've seen Urguys in an arcade, Wyland says. He laughs every time.
Yeah, probably at a round one, because I think you have it there.
I had a friend who had that game and played. I was like, you want to play now? I'm just going to watch. Next, we have Virtual Fighter 5 versus Soul Calibur 2. I'm going to go ahead and start this one out. I don't think it's even close for me, Soul Calibur 2.
This one's really tough for me because Virtual Fighter 5 is pretty fucking good. And I think it's criminally underrated. You guys suck. You know what? I'm going to go Virtual Fighter 5.
Virtual Fighter 5 Ultimate, so I'm not voting for it.
I'm going for Virtual... Fuck you, Eric, you son of a bitch.
Your vote doesn't matter, I'm not voting for it.
I'm going for Virtual Fighter 5, but Soul Calibur 2 probably is my second favorite Soul Calibur game because it had all the different versions. It had Link on... That was the one that I was thinking of earlier that had Link. Cube, Spawn was for the PS2,
Xbox,
I believe.
Spawn was the Xbox. For the Xbox, and Heihachi was for the...
Heihachi, yeah, that's right. So I'm going... but fuck you guys. Virtual Fighter 5.
Soul Calibur.
Yeah, you're
moves on.
Your face is a Soul Calibur, Eric.
Soul Calibur 2. And this is the last of the games here. Mortal Kombat Armageddon versus Dead or Alive 6.
Is that like Mortal Kombat 7 or something?
These were the ones that came out on the PS2. They had Armageddon, they had Deadly Alliance.
That would have been 5 then. Wasn't it?
I think Deadly Alliance was like 5. Like Armageddon was like the last of the PS2 games. This is the one where they really started adding the environment into it. It was... Of all the Mortal Kombat games, it was the one where the environment's most interactive, really. Like, you can remember there's like a boat level where you can...
I'm voting for Dead or Alive 6.
Push somebody into the war and stuff. Frank?
I remember that about this game, Break, Mortal Kombat Armageddon. Wyland says it's 7. I like that one, even though I like Dead or Alive quite a bit. I think it's... The reason Dead or Alive doesn't get a lot more... play is because of the fan servicey elements of it, but it's criminally underrated. But I think I'm gonna put you on the spot, Break, and I'm gonna say Mortal Kombat Armageddon.
Ooh, okay, this one's hard. I don't think that 7 had the best fatalities. And like you said, Dead or Alive is always getting shit on, but they do a lot of it to themselves with their fan service. Like we're not asking for that. We just do... Your fighting game's fun, dude. We don't...
I'm asking for that. I'm asking for it.
Hoo-hoo. That's a 3D animated character. Maybe if you had a real actress in
there. You know, wasn't... Hold on. Before you vote, Break, wasn't Dead or Alive, like, the creator of that series, like, he got all pissy because people were doing mods with nude models on the PC? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? Like, really? That doesn't take away from your game. They may as well be fucking nude. I mean, who gives a shit?
Some of the outfits, they practically are.
Yeah.
Wearing, like, floss to cover up.
Yeah. What are you picking, Break?
I'm thinking still. This is a hard one.
I know, it's really tough. Wyland says DOA 6 is the better game.
I think we picked a lot of Mortal Kombat. I'm going to go Dead or Alive 6.
All right. Son of a bitch. You did it just because I picked...
I was going with the, like he said, it was a better fighting game, but I did like Armageddon, but it didn't have like my favorite fatalities. It just I thought it was kind of weaker in that department. But the main reason I'm picking is because, let me see, Mortal Kombat 2 moved on, Mortal Kombat 9 moved on, Mortal Kombat 11 moved on, and Mortal Kombat 4 for fucking some unknown reason moved on.
I gotta get back to some Injustice 2, Scotoma says. Wyland says, I might play some broke-ass MKA after the show. Mortal Kombat ass. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, man.
Alright, well, that's the tournament. Round 1 is in the books. We'll continue next week with this tournament. I think we're having fun with it. These are great ideas for tourneys, man. I think we're having a lot of fun with this. Wyland says, create a fatality was a bad idea, but they had to rush MKA. I don't think that's a bad idea, Wyland. If they put the proper assets and they give you, just all kinds of different creative ways of doing the fatalities, like, if they were to do that now, I think it would work a lot better. You know, I think it was just, like you said, like, rushed and they didn't, I mean, I think it's a good idea, but just it wasn't executed in the greatest way, but... All right, that's about it, guys. I don't think we have very much else. Let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter for some inexplicable reason. I've not been punished in a while.
You know, I did hear they're coming out with a new service that we're all going to probably like better called Blue Sky.
Oh, yeah, that's the one being made by the people who were fired by Elon, right?
Yes, yes. So, I can't wait till that happens, and we'll have another, place to go and, expand, I guess. But in case,
I'm arguing with people about some of the stupid shit that I'm arguing with them about on Twitter. Like, when people are saying, like, what was it that guy said? Never mind. There's just some of the stupidest arguments now, and some of the blatant racist and just... homophobia, and I see a lot of homophobia.
Yeah,
it's turned into a completely different place than it used
Scotoma,
to be.
Scotoma says, create a fatality with Frank eating food off of some feet. Gross, Scotoma.
Yeah.
Gross. I don't even think I would do that in real life with the hottest chicks imaginable, man.
I would, my fatality would be I'd sound myself and I'd die.
Oh, God! Break! What the fuck?
Or the fate of you sounding
yourself
make somebody else die.
Yeah, somebody else kills me. Like, just seeing it, like, oh! My head explodes.
I always wish that they had, like Mortal Kombat came the closest. They had all, like, some of the horror icons, right? Like Leatherface and... But I always thought that they should get all those characters and put them in an actual game. Yes. And then have, like wicked fatalities, Leatherface, like, turning a person around and, like, cutting them in half from their ass up, with the chainsaw.
Just imagine what you could do with all the horror characters.
Oh, God, it would be fucking awesome. Like, Pinhead would have a fatality where, like, he'd open the box and, like, put all kinds of chains on you and rip you apart and, just wicked shit like that, man. Just fucking badass stuff. But anyways, all right, Eric, plug away.
You can find my written reviews on BostonBatchBrigade.com, and you can find my newer stuff on the feed for the show. And this week I've got reviews for Hunt the Night and Octopath Traveler 2.
Awesome, yeah, check out the feed, everybody.
If you like either of those and you want to support me, there's a link to my Patreon and my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
Yeah. Yeah, Wyland, I know. The licensing would be a real nightmare, but still, it would be really fun just to have, like, you know, a Mortal Kombat-style game, like if NetherRealms could get all those people together and, you know, fucking, you know, get everybody on board and just do a wicked fucking fighting game. Like, take all the technicality of, you know, like something of, like, you know, Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter or any of them and just, like, put that in there with the fatality. I think that would be fucking badass. But all right, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders or Frank Branches. I think you can get me mostly on PlayStation though. So if you're trying to get a hold of me on Xbox, I'll get to it eventually, or Nintendo, and add you there. But yeah, that's where you can find me. That's pretty much it. I don't think I have anything. You guys have anything else?
No. Maybe, yes.
Yes? What? Huh? All right, stay safe out there. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Happy Cinco de Mayo, by the way.
Yep.
Drink a lot of beer.
No, get drunk.
Smoke. Smoke some weed. Predator versus Jason.
What? Kiss your Mexican.
Kiss. It's National Kiss a Mexican Day, guys.
Actually, Alien versus Predator fighting, you know, something unlike the stupid movies.
I want that movie now, Predator versus Jason.